muster together, my seafaring friends, as we set sail with an Aussie and a Yank.
I'm sure a lot of you have recognized that I have not been blogging. I have not been online. There's been like a zero Yank presence. And for that, I apologize. Some weeks ago, I wrenched my back and it's been very slow in healing. And in the interim, I had a loss in my family. So I was actually just finding out about my loss when we did the interview with MSC. So just know that I am still here. It's taking me a little bit to get back completely on the mend, but I am here and I am here for you. And thank you for your patience.
Hello, friends. Welcome to an Aussie and a Yank walk onto a ship. I'm Nancy, your Yank. And I'm here today with our special guests from the revolutionary new cruise line, Virgin Voyages. But before I introduce them, let's first say hello to everyone's favorite Aussie, Jen.
Buddy, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. We love having you listen to us and watch us. You know, we sometimes put these up on YouTube so you guys can have a good laugh at us as well. So we enjoy all of that and we love to hear from you guys. Thank you very much. Hey, Nancy, we've got a really good crew coming on board.
We do. So everyone knows Richard Branson, right? Got all those Virgin products? Well, from the skies to the seas, Virgin has you covered. Please allow me to introduce John and Christy with Virgin Voyages. Virgin Voyages is such a new concept, such a new product, that we'd like to know a little bit about the mission, the concept behind it. Please just explain to you, to the audience, what Virgin Voyages is about.
Well, I'll take this one, Christy. You know, I think if you kind of look back at what we were trying to accomplish, I mean, the company has been around about 7 years, and we really had this vision to create this new way to enjoy a holiday at sea. And we did a couple of years of research with customers, asking them what they wanted to see. What did they want to experience? And what really came out of that research, because everything we're doing is based on that consumer research. And what's kind of come out of that is we've created this boutique hotel-like experience at sea. And the real driver of all that, the number one thing that came out of that research, was that they wanted an adult-only experience. What is being done in the cruise industry today with all the other lines, they do an amazing job at the niches and the broad range of customers they serve. And it's fantastic. What people were looking for from us was something a little more targeted with that adult-only-like experience. It was built for us, not for children.
Yay. I can't look. Once we've finished this show, you guys out there as listeners and people who are clients, you're going to love this ship. And it's not just this ship. You've got other ships coming into play very shortly in the next couple of years. Just the whole concept is just amazing. I mean, you guys, there are a lot of bonuses when you book. It doesn't matter what category, you get free Wi-Fi, right?
Correct.
Yep.
It's adults. There's no kids on board. Yay!
That's a huge value.
Can't put a price on that one.
It's priceless.
That's priceless. Basic beverages included. So we need to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we can.
Your gratuities are included. You've got your basic group workouts that are included, and you've got 20 eateries. There's no paying extra cover charges to go and eat in any of the eateries. Is that correct?
That's correct. And just to touch on the ships really quick, we are building 4 ships. Scarlet Lady, we've taken delivery of her. She is patiently waiting in Genoa, Italy to come back to Miami to make her real debut. Valiant Lady, our second ship, is in the water. We're putting the final touches on her for all the interior work. She will launch next summer. And then basically every year after that, we've got a ship three and ship four. So we've got a lot of activity happening. Ship three is already into dry dock, and we've already cut the steel on ship four. So we are moving, excuse the pun, full steam ahead with all the plans we have for Virgin.
With someone like myself who kind of just wants to veg on the deck and be, you know, left to my own devices, or do I need to be more adventuresome?
What I love about this ship is based on the type of experience you're looking for, you can really make it your own. So as far as our sailors, they range. So they could be as young as 18 and then they could go all the way up into their 90s. It really just depends. It's more so not necessarily putting you in a bucket, but your outlook on life and, you know, really kind of that mindset of the young at heart. I mean, Richard Branson's a perfect example. He turned 70 years old this year, and he's our ideal sailor. He wants to let loose, have a good time, maybe dance on a table during lunch. So for us, it really is. It's if you're looking for that adventurous side and you want to do everything that there is, of course, there are things for you to do. And then if you're more so, I just need a break from life. I want to lay by the pool. I want to have a nice cocktail and read a book. That's also okay. So it's really, you know, two sailors sailing with us can have a very different experience of what happened to them on board the ship based on what they choose to do. So of course, we'll strategically program that. So you're always making decisions based on what your interests are. And, you know, that way you may start to see some of the same people looking to do the same things that you're doing and possibly make a friend. So it's definitely for all ranges.
Yep. Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, Christy said it perfectly. I think the reality is, even when you're on holiday, what you want to do on day two versus day four may drastically change. And you can really kind of cater that experience based on the mood you're in at that given moment. So it really, I think that's one of the true beauties of the experience we created, knowing that everything has been designed for adults, that everything is there for you to do, whether you want to chill and have those zen intimate moments for half a day and then late dinner and hit the nightclub till 3 a.m. Whatever suits you at that point in time.
That sounds awesome. And the one thing that I do want to sort of bring up now, talking about age group, we have a lot of solo cruisers out there. So I know that you guys have solo rooms, and they're not just inside. You also have solo rooms which are based with what you guys have ocean. I don't think you call them ocean view.
Sea view category.
So a sea terrace is what we refer to as our balconies. And again, it's kind of those cheeky nods that Virgin has, but it's not just any balcony. All of our balconies have an amazing hammock on them for you to really relax. We want your stateroom to be a retreat. We want you to want to go back to your cabin, maybe have some me time, versus sometimes they're not always as appealing to go back to, but we wanted to incorporate that fun there as well.
A hammock, really, on all on those
all balconies.
Yep. Oh my goodness. That's fabulous. That is awesome. I like that idea. I don't know if I'd be able to sit on a hammock. You know, I'm not very that sort of person who tries to put a butt on the hammock and then I'd fall and flip and turn. Yeah, that's me. That's
He's
my
like
adventurous
the nice chair hammock. Yes. But yeah, we love our solo travelers. For us, we actually have 46 cabins on board the ship that are for solos. And what's nice is typically that solo traveler is penalized because they're paying a 200% or a double supplement. For us, we've eliminated that. So our solo cabins are priced strategically based on one person coming. And like you said, yes, you could have an insider or a gorgeous ocean view. And it's such a social ship. I think we'll see a lot of adventurous travelers that want to go by themselves, or they're going with a group and they just do not want to share a room, and that's fine too. So it's a good option.
Well, you know, all of our cabins, when we created the ship, we really put a lot of smart technology into each of those rooms. And each of the cabins has a tablet that basically controls every aspect of the experience in the cabin itself. We know when you're in there or not in there, so we can kind of conserve energy. And really, we created these beautiful cabins to be, as Christy said, you want to go back to the cabin. We've got mood lighting throughout the cabins as well, depending on the time of day. We really thought about every little detail and how to design this cabin very differently, even down to the fact of where, you know, are your typical bed in a cabin is just sitting there in the middle of your cabin and there's not much you can do with it. We wanted the, when you walked into the cabin, we wanted you to feel as how open it was. And so we've really created our sea lounge that is, it's basically our sea bed that converts daytime into this lounge for you to sit and relax. And if you want to convert it into the sea bed, obviously our crew will do that for you at any time during the voyage. But it really just allows you to have that more open space during your experience with us. Well, Christy and I have tried it. We have these not far from our office, as just in a warehouse that we use, and they are extremely comfortable. And you know, I haven't seen anyone complain about them yet, so it's good. They're beautifully designed, extremely comfortable, and with the cabins itself, you know, we thought about everything. We know where everyone needed those outlets to stay connected and plugged in to charge their, you know, many devices that we can't live without. So we really put a lot of thought into how to perfectly design these experiences.
Yeah, and we've got those sea beds in all of the sea terrace categories. And it's nice because you really do feel when you walk into the cabin that you're entering someone's apartment living room. So you, it's meant to be a social space. All the furniture is functional and movable. So if you want to bring your friends over for a glass of champagne before dinner, it's not them getting in your personal space or someone having to sit on your bed, which is kind of uncomfortable sometimes. So now it's just, you feel like they're just hanging out on your lounger, and then you go to dinner and come back and you've got that personal space there for you, and it's converted into that bed. So it definitely makes it a more positive experience, and it makes it more inviting to go back to the cabin. One thing I'll say about our technology on board, we are a very tech savvy ship for sure. But our technology is there to help enhance experiences, really give that extra touch point or layer, things that you don't expect. And an example of that for the cabins that we actually had Jamie, who helped design our cabins, talk through this at some point. But for us, let's say you go back to your cabin and you just really want to hang out, relax, watch a movie. So from your tablet, you can actually select a movie to play onto your screen. And what's great, those extra touch points, it will then ask you, hey, do you want to go into a cinema mode? Well, I don't know what that is, but sure, let's click OK. Well, then it will black and draw your curtains and kind of dim the lights just like you're in a movie theater. And, you know, it's something you don't expect, but hey, you're about to watch a movie. You want it to be dark in there. And then maybe we'll ask you if you want some popcorn or a bucket of beer to go with it. So it's just those little service elements, right? You would never think about it, but when it happens to you, you say, heck yes, that's exactly what I need to really make this a cool, memorable experience. So it's not there to take over or make you feel like you're connected all the time. It's just to really enhance different experiences that you have.
I guess with that pretty much puts an end to our show this week. And I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Jen, what do you have to say?
Oh, thank you for joining me this week, Nancy. I hope that you are feeling far better than what you were, darling. And I just want to say thank you so much to all our listeners for listening around the world. We love you all.
Mask up.
Oh, mask up. Yes. Make sure you wear your masks, guys, because we do need that. You know what? It works. Let's do it.
Thanks for listening.
Travel advisor for this episode is Hashtag Cruise Travel Guru. Executive producer and editing of this audio is The Aussie. Co-producer is The Yank. All opinions expressed in this audio are of Aussie and The Yank and remain their opinions. Follow, like, subscribe and share Aussie and The Yank on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube.
Cruise Travel Guru. The travel professional.
Check us out on Facebook.